We've got Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, here in the studio. It is Friday afternoon, and therefore it is time for Thing Not a Thing, everyone's favorite game show in which Gene and I take a look at all of the things that have people upset and talking on social media this week, and we decide if they are in fact things or not really things. I don't know where to begin this week.
Well, let's start with this. Mike Pence was spotted at a drapery shop in Washington. It was a very interesting. He went to this event where he basically kind of stood next to a white supremacist and said, "Me too." And he, you know, and he does this shout out.
Wait, go back. Which event?
Was this event that he spoke at this week?
Where he did, which event
where he did
is
this,
possible.
Where he did this was a fundraiser, I think, where he did this shout out to Joe Arpaio.
Oh, right. And he said, and called him like a paragon of the rule of law or whatever.
He said he was a champion of the rule of law.
Yeah.
And said this without cracking up, without irony, and without saying, "Oh, I'm just kidding, you guys."
Okay,
you know,
well,
I know
okay,
that's ridiculous.
That's number one, and that is a thing because that says everything you need to know about the way that Mike Pence and
Donald Trump and
his administration, how they actually define the rule of law.
Right.
Because Joe Arpaio does not follow the rule of law.
You know, the guy
by any
was
standard.
The guy was pardoned because he was convicted of felonious. Mm-hmm. Disobedience of a federal court.
Yeah.
That's not a champion of the rule of
law.
But
you know, he's really mean to immigrants. So there
you
go.
So what's not to love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
You know, that's a thing that happened that, to me, is just like Mike Pence throwing his arms open saying, "I know I'm going to be president soon. And I need for everybody in the base to just back me up. And stay with me because I'm really going to need you after we get swamped in November."
So to speak.
Yeah, right. after we, you know, sink lower in our own swamp.
Mm. I don't even know if it's that. I think that's just Mike Pence being a good soldier right now.
Right. But
I honestly don't think he's measuring the drapes because I think there's a long way to go before we get to that point.
But honestly, Aaron. he can stand in the same space and be the good soldier and call out and say, "And Sheriff Joe Arpaio is with us. I'm happy to see him today," and applaud and move on. He could have done that, and everybody would have said, "What a good soldier." But that's not what he said.
Yeah, 100%
true. He just had to go and throw his arms all around him and kiss him right on the mouth. I mean, that was just a lot.
Yeah,
so to me, that just didn't get enough attention this week, for my taste. But of course, it's hard to find the adjectives beyond wildly incompetent legal representation to describe what Rudy Giuliani has done to the president's case. This week,
which wasn't a great case to begin with.
It's a bunch of bad facts, but you know, the guy comes in and just says, "Quick, somebody, I represent the president. Somebody throw me an anchor. Mm-hmm. I've got it."
Unfortunately, the anchor was Sean Hannity,
and Hannity's trying to help him out. And he's going, and you know, look, folks, if you're ever facing serious criminal charges, you really don't want your lawyer to go on TV and say, "Well, look, I mean, my guy did it. he's, you know, guilty, guilty, guilty," as Doonesbury once said about Nixon. But
so this is let's go back. For
and now they're
who
now
are,
they're trying to back it up.
Right, right.
That, back no, no, off that's not
no,
what he
here's
meant.
What I, here's what I actually meant to say when I said the thing that I said.
Right,
so
right.
The accusation is that $130,000 gets paid to Stormy Daniels to get her to agree to be quiet,
an
accusation,
right?
So that it doesn't come out during the election.
At the time of the presidential election.
Yeah, and specifically the time of the debate.
Yeah, and she signs, though Donald Trump did not sign, she signs a non-disclosure agreement. These are not unusual when people get fired, they sign non-disclosure agreements and they accept a financial settlement in agreement not to sue for wrongful termination of employment. So these, you know, Trump didn't invent these things.
Right. And there's a couple of levels here. There's number one, is this a payment that was made in order to cover up potentially damaging information in the midst of an election. So therefore, right. It would be essentially a campaign contribution. It would have to be reported, and the fact that it's not would be a crime.
So let's just use this term because it's appropriate. It is hush money by mutual agreement.
Yeah,
it's
hush money. Yeah. But is it hush money to sway an election?
Why did she need to be quiet?
Right.
Did she need to be quiet because Donald Trump is so concerned about his wife finding out that he's been a naughty boy? Or is it because he's trying to get elected president?
Right. And then question number two is, who actually is the person who committed the crime? Is it Michael Cohen on his own, or is Donald Trump?
Right.
Or was Donald Trump knowledgeable? Was he complicit? Was he actually engaged in this?
So the crime, by the way, just to be clear, that we're talking about is the crime of that payment being made and it not being reported as part of an election commission structure of reporting contributions.
Which, by the way, is the literal exact same crime that John Edwards went on trial for back in 2012.
That's exactly right.
The same thing.
That's exactly right.
The same thing.
And I'll just put this out there. There is not one chance in a million that anybody would go to jail over that if that's all there was to the story. That would just be such a so what revelation. It's almost surprising that there would even be a hush agreement after the Access Hollywood tape and all of that stuff. That goes out and he doesn't dip in the polls particularly at all. And this is like 10 days before the election that this was executed. It's laughable that this would have been, that everybody would have gone, oh, well, forget it then.
Yeah.
You know, and
this is also the reason why I'm not 100% convinced that Vladimir Putin has any compromising blackmail information.
Because
on
everybody
Donald
knows
Trump
every rotten
because,
thing.
Because, look, what would he have that would affect anyone's opinion of Donald Trump at this point?
What would injure anybody's opinion? Trump would have the hardest time suing anybody for defamation of anybody you can think of, because everybody thinks whatever they think about him already. So there's that. So his attorney made the payment. Well, first of all, your attorney doesn't get to do that from his own money. We know that too.
Yes.
So now it comes. Giuliani made this revelation on Fox TV the night before last. It seems like it's been the last 7 days that we've been living through this, but it's only a couple of days. And he says, well, of course the president just a few weeks ago said he didn't know anything about this in real time. He was, I don't know about it. You have to ask Michael. Michael's my lawyer. You have to ask him.
Yep.
So, and the issue was that Michael Cohen, part of the reason this came out a little bit is that Michael Cohen was complaining about not getting repaid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Giuliani comes out and says, yeah, the president paid him back. Sure, he paid him back. He paid him back over several installments of payment. Well, that's actually called structuring. And if you do that in such a way as to keep the amounts of payments under $10,000, that's a felony just by itself.
Great.
All by itself.
We'll just add that one to the list.
So, yeah, right. Throw it on the pile.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know what the structure was. Now, then their story was that he was paying Cohen a retainer but he wasn't doing any legal work, so they were just funneling it through to make it look like a legal retainer for legal work, but there wasn't any legal work, so he was using the money to fund a slush fund, basically, right? So that's dicey by itself. That's like falsely billing a client. And even so, if you're paying a lawyer or a retainer, that's the fee for the lawyer, that's not the fee for the settlement. And then Giuliani said, well, the president paid him back and so forth. It turns out the president started paying him back in February of 2017 and claimed as recently as about a month ago that he didn't know anything about this. So, is somebody, did somebody hack into his checking account? How did that work?
Right.
How did that go? Are we supposed to believe that Donald Trump writes checks for tens of thousands of dollars and says, okay, Michael, I trust you. It doesn't matter what it's for.
Okay, so legally speaking, and now we're getting into nitpicky territory here, but it's legally speaking, so we're going to. If the payment was made in October before the election and Trump starts repaying after the election is done, could he have an argument for saying, well, I didn't know about the payment during the election, but I repaid it after the election. Therefore, I'm not guilty of campaign contributions. I'm just guilty of what? Covering up campaign contributions.
The major problem here is that the president has repeatedly lied to the public about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
we'll add that to the list
as well. I really think that in terms of the legal jeopardy for the president on this issue, I think is relatively minor.
Mm-hmm.
If it were only this issue, I'm not sure that would be that much.
Yeah.
But it's just the brazen nature of openly, deliberately lying, completely lying about this and doing it through an attorney and now doing it through Rudy Giuliani. And now Giuliani is being sent out there to say, oh, no, I had that wrong. And, you know, it's just not the credibility wagon has left.
Mm-hmm. And I think another important point is what you just said, that if it were just this one thing, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I think you're right. And I think that's also something to really notice and call out as a thing, because when the same thing happened with John Edwards, he was brought up under charges, he was tried, everyone was watching the trial, not guilty on one count, hung jury on the other, so never convicted of anything, but that alone was sufficient to completely end his political career, and everyone
liability for the
knew
future.
It. Everyone knew it. Like, there was absolutely no question. No one was out there trying to defend this person as someone who should continue to have a political career. And now, fast forward 6 years, Donald Trump does it, and it's not a big deal.
And it's very likely that there is much more muck in what's been collected from Michael Cohen's office and his records and so forth. I mean, you know, honestly, Aaron, look, if he repaid a dime of this money sometime between the FBI raid and today, that's a big problem. That's witness tampering. And, you know, he called him sometime between the raid and today. And if he's had contact with him, if he's been dangling a pardon out there, which he doesn't have any authority to do for state charges in New York, there's just all kinds of junk out there that's just waiting to come and get him. It's the ongoing, slow-rolling attempt to obstruct and claim. And Giuliani's given every available excuse about how, this was a personal issue and it wasn't anything to do with the presidential campaign. But can you imagine if this had come out a week before the campaign?
This is a direct quote, everyone.
This is in one breath he says this.
Yeah,
I don't know how he keeps this straight in his head is one thing. But no, he's got nothing to stand on there, and it's what else is new? It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And I think another important point here, because whenever you're talking, because invariably when you have this conversation, the word impeachment is going to come up, and impeachment is simultaneously a legal process and a political process.
Yeah.
So whenever you talk about impeachment, you talk about it as a political process, and that begs the charge that, oh, Democrats are talking about this or liberals are talking about this only because of politics, they want to run Trump out. I think it's worth emphasizing, and I'll make the point of emphasizing this because I'm gay. So if Trump gets impeached, we have to start talking about President Mike Pence, and we know his history on LGBT rights.
Yeah,
that is the last thing that I ever want to say.
However, I couldn't agree with you more.
A respect for the rule of law means that if you've got a president that's just breaking the law left and right, at some point you got to do something about that.
Yeah, and you know, Michael Avenatti, who is the attorney for Stormy Daniels, he has in his possession the records of Stormy Daniels' previous attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes documentation of emails back and forth with Michael Cohen negotiating the settlement in advance of the election that emphasize the need that this must be executed before the election. So it's very, very clear that this was entirely about the election. And that,
because of course it was,
and that the president is knowingly sending a lawyer who represents him onto national television to say this is a personal matter, it's none of your business, America. So this is happening, this is a real time deceit that's happening right now.
Is that a thing or not a thing?
I think that's a thing. I think even for Mitch McConnell, that's a thing.
We'll find out.
We will.
We probably, in fact, will at some point.
Yeah.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Oh, God. We need water, you know. this weekend, and I think we're actually on at our regular time on Sunday. I think
yeah,
because
yeah.
of
exam week, no baseball.
Right.
So,
yay, yeah. Exams. Ooh, exams. Yeah. We have our very helpful and a commissioner and friend of the show, Mark Margopoulos, is going to come on, and he's walked through the budget. Very fascinating. Great look to bring the budget to life. A little bit of a dry subject, but not in this case. And we'll explain about money for schools, a little extra money proposed to go to the schools, and talking through the various areas of the budget. And it was a really terrific conversation we had.
Sounds good. Gene Bolduc.
Monday, Sunday, what is it?
Sunday.
Sunday at 1.
Sunday at 1. All right. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.